Venice Republican Senator Nancy Dietert says she's worried people applying for reemployment assistance might find the state's test so frustrating they'd quit midway through or maybe never take the test at all.
Are we spending millions to help people or are we spending millions just to annoy unemployed people?
Dietert says when lawmakers passed the bill, the unemployment rate in Florida was as high as 12%. And it was important to identify various places where unemployed people might re-enter the workforce.
Based on this test that we gave you, we think you might qualify for another list of jobs that we know of.
But Dietert says the test the state is administering doesn't do that. Instead, she says it just serves to check whether someone knows how to read and do basic math. And she says it probably also makes them feel bad.
Either a third grader could pass it, or an adult with reasonable intelligence would get so frustrated with this thing that they would just say, they're putting up hurdles to keep me from collecting unemployment.
Florida Public Radio asked the Department of Economic Opportunity for a look at the assessment, but department officials say that's against policy because officials, quote, would not want a job seeker to receive an inaccurate assessment. But they did send a demo test, which department spokeswoman Jessica Sims says asks the same kinds of questions. All right, so I'll start with applied mathematics. Ooh, my least favorite subject. So I thought I'd try it out. Tony's paid $7.25 per hour and time and a half for any time over 40 hours. What is his total earnings if he worked 42 and a half hours? All right, here's a little calculator down here that I can open. The test is split into three parts, a math section, a reading comprehension section, and a section that asks the test taker to find information on a chart. Department officials are careful to point out there's no pass or fail associated with the assessment. Once it's completed, it took me about an hour, the participant is given a chance to review skills from the test. Dietert wonders if the tests available at the state's one-stop shops, like Tallahassee's Workforce Plus, might be a better option.
Would you like to guard money in an armored car? Eh. Study space travel? Eh. Make a map of the bottom of an ocean? Eh. Maybe, I'm sure. Conduct a symphony orchestra? Okay.
That's Workforce Assessment Officer Darlene Phillips. She's working through what's called an e-choices exam. After testers finish, it pops up a list of potential jobs that might fit their interests and even highlights which ones are available in the area. Phillips says the system also lets people list jobs they've held previously and then recommends other types of jobs that require similar skills. Phillips says from what she sees, it's a helpful system.
A lot of times people don't know that the assessments are here, that they're available, but then we're getting the word out and so people are trying it. And going, wow, I didn't know that this was here. So yeah, I think it's working well.
Dietert raised her concerns during a Senate Commerce and Tourism Committee meeting where she grilled Department of Economic Opportunity officials on the current practice.
That's the beauty of early meetings. We're fresh from living in our own hometowns and hearing the problems, and we're trying to address the problems that we hear in our communities. So,
Florida Public Radio asked Dietert's office for information about who brought these complaints to the senator and filed a public records request in an attempt to obtain that information from the senator's emails. But in an email, Dietert told the Senate Secretary's office she has not received any emails or letters on the subject and is questioning the skills assessment based on her own opinion. Department of Economic Opportunity officials say they're stuck in the current contract until June of 2014. Dietert says officials inherited the program from the Department of Education, adding she doesn't blame the DEO, but does wonder if the state could switch more quickly if Florida already owns the rights to something like what Workforce Plus is using. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.